This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
It's Monday, the 11th of April, 12:05, coming up to 12:06. What a grotty day outside, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Grey, miserable, you know, a bit like me. Anyway, today, what are we talking about? We are talking about whether or not you have any interest, no pun intended, on non-bank loans. With many non-bank financial institutions cropping up recently, have you considered taking up a non-bank quick loan to improve your personal or business cash flow? But before you commit to a non-bank loan, what should you consider? That's what we're going to be talking about today. If you want to contribute to the discussion, get us on 018-789-8899, on Twitter as well, we're at BFM Radio. Now, on April the 1st, 10 days ago, this is not a joke, Touch & Go launched their first digital micro-lending personal loan facility, GoPinjam. Group Chief Executive Officer Effendi Shoal Hamid said the new product is targeted at the underserved and lower-income market segment, offering personal loans from as low as 1,000 ringgit up to a maximum of 10,000 ringgit, with a flexible payment period ranging from 1 week to 12 months. Now, a lot of people who have looked into the GoPinjam scheme must have realized that the interest rate can be, for some, quite shocking, I think. GoPinjam, this new micro scheme operator, has been allowed to charge a minimum of 8% interest per annum to a maximum of 36% per annum, depending on the loan amount and repayment period. The Malaysia Consumers Movement, MCM Secretary General Sukhdev Singh, spoke to Free Malaysia Today and advised potential borrowers to wait for clarity from parties involved before taking on any loan.
Mm-hmm. Now, Touch & Go isn't just the newest player in the non-bank financial institution for personal financing loans. Before you jump into committing loans with any NBFIs, first of all, we've got to understand what they are. In Malaysia, NBFIs have a complementary role to banks in providing financial services to specific market segments. The nature and scale of their activities are, however, considerably less complex and account for a much smaller share of total credit intermediated by the banking system compared with that observed in some advanced economies during the global financial crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, NBFIs can't do the acronym, but non-bank financial institutions offer a broad range of investment and funding opportunities. So as such, they are a healthy source of diversity in external financing. They cover areas that banks do not, they enhance innovation and economic growth, and they can help make the financial system more resilient to credit risk. So some examples of non-bank financial institutions include insurance firms, venture capitalists, currency exchanges, some micro-loan organizations, pawn shops even, and non-bank financial companies such as peer-to-peer lending and buy now, pay later installment loans as well. Bank Negara Malaysia said that assets of non-bank financial institutions in Malaysia expanded by 2.9% in the second half of 2019 to account for 40.6% of the financial system's assets.
Look, you know, there are undeniably some advantages to NBFIs when it comes to funding businesses and personal cash flows. The obvious benefits, and this is from the Business Blogs Hub, and we'll list a couple here. The application process is a lot easier. Mm. You know, bank loan applications can take months or sometimes forever to be approved. And not only endless paperwork needs to be filled out, you've always need to jump through some hoops and other hoops to get funding. Organization from Economic Cooperation and Development explains that this is why SMEs are increasingly turning to these alternative sources of financing.
Mm-hmm. And credit requirements are also more relaxed. Bank loans often focus on your credit score and will rarely lend to new businesses without several years of accounts. Many providers specialize in providing finance to those with subpar credit scores or new businesses without an extensive financial history. So because non-bank business finance is generally easier to qualify for, alternative finance providers give more people the chance to succeed on their own terms. And with this, of course, funds can be accessed faster than conventional banks as well.
Now, obviously, with these benefits, there are some inevitable risks attached. Bethany Ains from Pocket Sense has named a few. You know, given their heft, NBFIs have attracted increasing policy attention. They're non-bank financial companies, NBFCs, institutions, NBFIs, do not have a banking license. And this is because generally these institutions are not allowed to take traditional demand deposits, you know, readily available funds such as those in checking or saving accounts from the public. Their funding usually comes from investors, private companies, and individuals. This limitation keeps them outside the scope of conventional oversight from federal and state financial regulators. I'm assuming this is over in the US as well. Mm-hmm. Now, although Bank Negara Malaysia is currently looking into these regulations, it might take a while for enactment and implementation.
Mm-hmm. And also, of course, they come with higher interest rates. Due to higher risk lending, non-bank lenders are more likely to lose money on loans, so they make up for these losses with higher interest rates for even qualified borrowers. Mm-hmm. They may also issue loans with higher penalties if you miss payments, pay late, or even choose to prepay the debt. On the whole, non-bank loans could possibly be more expensive than bank loans.
Okay, so we are going to be discussing this a little bit later on, of course, all the way through. And to discuss more and what individual businesses must consider before jumping on with the quick loans, we'll be speaking to Vivian Chin Hoi Sien, licensed financial planner at VKA Wealth Planner. Some more info joining us after the break, of course. We're going to take a break with some short music from Blur with There's No Other Way. If you want to get in touch and take part in the conversation with me, Chris, and Vivian, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter, we're at BFM Radio. We'll be back in a few here on BFM 89.9.
Broking financial mergers. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury here in the studio with
Christine Wong.
It is 12:19, coming up to 12:20 here in the studio. We are talking about interest in non-bank loans, with many non-bank financial institutions cropping up recently. Have you considered taking up a non-bank quick loan to improve your personal or business cash flow? But before you commit to a non-bank loan, what should you consider? We've been discussing some of that, but we do have somebody with us on the phone. They've been waiting patiently for a while. Vivian Chin Hoi Sien, licensed financial planner over at VKA Wealth Planners. I do apologize. Before we just quickly get to Vivian, if you have any opinions on this topic, folks, 018-789-8899 is the number to call, message us via WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter. We're at BFM Radio. Now, Vivian, how are non-bank financial institutions regulated? I think that's the most important question. Who do they answer to?
Basically, a non-bank financial institution is a financial institution that offers various banking services but does not have a full banking license. For example, of a non-bank financial institutions are insurance and takaful companies, saving institutions, and development financial institutions. These institutions play a complementary role to banks in providing finances services to specific market segments. They too play an essential role in the monetary sector and the economy to run efficiently. So normally they are regulated under Bank Negara Malaysia. And if you find any dispute with the institutions that you opt in, you can seek help from Bank Negara Malaysia. Hence, before you commit any loans that you are looking for, you could find the institution list through Bank Negara Malaysia website.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did cover a few of these reasons earlier before the break, but we want to hear it from you. Why would an individual or a business opt for non-bank financial institutions instead of banks?
Well, normally for a non-bank financial institutions, they have more relaxed on so many levels to provide loans and other banking options compared with the banks. As a result, for those who are self-employed or new businesses with low or zero credit score, and people who don't meet bank lending criteria because they don't have proper documents that bank require, are normally opting for services. Besides that, with no collateral is required as a security when it comes to a loan application, it makes it more easier. Hence, these financial institutions have a better chance of providing solutions for such individuals or businesses.
I can't help but think, Vivian, that there are more risks associated when taking a loan from a non-bank. Is that the case?
because without a collateral that require when applying for the loan, normally a higher rate of interest will be charged. You may need to verify the terms and conditions with the financial institutions before you commit for the loan. Nowadays, there are so many non-bank financial institutions out there. You may need to find out the legitimacy of these institutions. As a result, make sure you do the due diligence to find out more information and details of the non-bank financial institutions that you're opting for.
Mm-hmm. And you know, like as you mentioned, there are so many different non-bank loans and funds, mm-hmm. and you know, there's such a wide variety. So what should be assessed, right, before going for quick, like personal or business funding? Like, are you looking at interest rate? Are you looking at repayment period? I mean, like what terms are you looking out for, I guess?
Well, from a licensed financial planner point of view, perhaps you may need to consider a few of these questions. The first question here is, what is your current debt service ratio, your DSR? From the ratio, you should be able to see how much of your income is being utilized to pay off your debts. And if you can reasonably add on another new loan with respect to your earnings. And the second question is, what is your financial situation? Keep in mind that you should go for only that loan which can repay without straining your finances. If not necessary, avoid taking a large loan as that will attract more fees. Go for a loan that you can comfortably repay for. Third question, do you have any liquid asset? You should check whether you have some money saved in a bank account and asset that you can easily convert it into cash. If you have such liquid asset, it will help if you encounter any setback, such as you losing your job or your businesses that may prevent you or stopping you from paying for your loan. So it will be able to repay your loan with all these saving or even asset that you set aside. So you will be able to repay your loan until you get back on your feet. The fourth question is, what is the interest rate? You should do some study on the interest rate of different non-bank financial institutions. And you should eventually select the one that offers the lowest interest rate. Lower interest rate will keep the repayment amount within reasonable limits. Also, find out what hidden charges might have incurred in the administration fee, processing fees, and appraiser fee, among others. You should take into account all the expenses apart from the interest rate to finalize which to go for. And the fifth question is, how long is the repayment term? Check out the repayment period of the loan. Keep in mind that the repayment period also determines the total cost of the loan. For loans with more extended repayment periods, the money installment are lower. The sixth question is, what is your credit score? Yeah, this is the most crucial one. Therefore, make sure that your credit score is free from any strings as many lenders, means from the banks, when assess your credit history before you apply for your loan. The last question that you need to ask yourself, what is the purpose of having this loan? Think about what you want to use the loan for. There are lots of different types of loan, like your car loans, your housing loan, your education loan in the market. So it's important to choose a loan that suits your situation and what you intend to use it for.
Mm-hmm. Final question then before we let you go, Vivian. How should businesses or even individuals plan their loan repayments effectively?
To help you strategize and plan your loan repayment more efficiently, perhaps you could consider to create a budget. When you take out a loan, it's imperative that you become mindful of where you are spending your money. It is important to keep track of how much money you're being left with once you set aside your money repayment amount. For this step, you can simply use budgeting apps which you can find in your smartphone, which they offer you the convenience of keeping track on your money expenditure. Not only helps you to track your money expenses, but also provide much more clarity on your saving and your goal, which can be used to save money for your installment. The second one will be pay on time. Yeah, it's very important. Making your money payment on time every month is the best way to avoid late fees or snowballing of your interest. In order to pay on time, you may consider setting up an automated payment system that will help you to avoid defaults and need not worry about checking on the calendar. Managing too many loans can become messy. In such cases, check if it is possible to consolidate your debts so that management of installments every month become easier. You can check for attractive loan offer for disposing of other loans. This helps you to reduce some of the jargon and makes it more possible to will or lower rates of interest. And the other one will be monitor your credit score. Monitoring your credit score is crucial for ensuring that your finances are healthy. A drop in the score will impact your ability to seek loans in the future. The other would be the pay more than minimum. Paying a little extra each month keeps you ahead of your loans terms as well as providing you with some other financial perks. For one thing, making extra payments on your loan will reduce the overall length of your repayment plan. This will help you clear you of debt and enable you to regain your financial independence ever sooner. And by paying off your loan ahead of time, you reduce amount of interest you own, saving your amount in the long run. The bottom line is managing a loan can be a straightforward and stress-free process. Being disciplined with your finances, setting a well-thought-out budget and getting ahead on your loan whenever you can. Therefore, make sure that you do the due diligence in acquiring all the necessary knowledge and analyze the pros and cons or seek advice with your licensed financial planner before you finally apply for your loan.
Great. Thanks so much for that, Vivian. Of course, if you're only just joining us, that was Vivian Chin Hui Shin, the licensed financial planner over at VKA Wealth Planners. We've pretty much come to the end of the show already, haven't we, Chris?
Yep.
And if you did miss any part of this show, folks, don't forget you can download the podcasts wherever you normally download it from. We recommend the BFM app. It's available at the Apple App Store or Google Play. Stick around, though. We do have more stuff coming up after the 1 o'clock news. It is the Breakfast Grill replay. The Czech Republic became the first NATO country to send tanks to Ukraine following Ukraine's plea. The country is also hosting more than 150,000 Ukrainian refugees. That's all coming up a little bit later on when the Breakfast Grill spoke to the ambassador of the Czech Republic to Malaysia on the Breakfast Grill this morning, and they were speaking about details on the Malaysia-European Union Free Trade Agreement. That's all coming up after the news at 1 o'clock. To take us up there, we have some music from Queen, The Small Faces, and perhaps some other stuff. Don't go anywhere. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.